you know, like 6 times in a night.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's no time frame.
Sure.
And some of the stuff that I do very often comes up on the world news.
Okay.
You know, well, I go to the certain things that I go to do, and people I go to help and stuff.
Do you want a pen?
The mariners in the submarine are one trip that I did. And I usually do these things in advance of them actually taking place in the physical world.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've taken to recording them because it's sort of a demonstration of sorts that my reality, my consciousness, is not here in this room, it is somewhere else. I mean, I'm quite confident with what's happening. I don't have any problems with what's happening. However, a lot of people who come along who sort of sit there and say, you know, well, is this for real, you know?
Yeah.
You know, this is a bit flaky, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's quite handy to be able to say, well, you know, this is what happened on this night, this is what I came back with the information, and then here is the news, like a week, a month, 2 months later, there it is. You know, it comes up maybe in the newspaper. There's no time frame. It can be a week, it can be 48 hours, 24 hours, it can be 2 or 3 months before the incident that I visited on any given night will come up. So, you know, it's quite intriguing. And some things haven't come up at all as yet. They haven't been, well, they haven't been publicised anyway, let's put it like that. They haven't been publicised. But then not everything gets publicised anyway.
Sure.
But some pretty major stuff has been publicised. So,
confirmation.
Yes.
Okay.
Fourteen. Is there anything you'd like to ask me? Me.
No.
No.
Go away.
I have to define that, you know, because I get to see you now, and I don't get to see you until later when we have come for a cup of tea.
That's great.
That's all I get to see of anybody.
I've
forgotten
my special
name.
I just got
M
in there.
Oh, hang on, glasses. Then I can find them. Shoes.
Shoes.
Sonja doesn't like my glasses or my shoes. She tends to lose them. Or whatever. She doesn't really lose them, she just sort of gets rid of them, and I come back and I can't find them. If I put them on first, I know roughly where to find them. Okay, read our poem.
Yeah. What do you want, Melissa?
Is Sally coming?
No.
Doubt it.
Aww. Okay. Legs unfolded. Legs unfolded. I haven't seen
all
my feet tonight, lady. She does. She stands on my toes.
She?
That's if you put them in my way.
Man now, children. Okay. Oh, name round. We need to do name round. Dead.
Diana.
Welcome.
That's Heather.
Melissa.
Sarah.
Ian.
Adonal.
Diane.
Josh.
Angela.
Christine.
Bit of Margaret. Darius.
Elwood.
Brian, you look very isolated up there.
Very comfortable, thanks.
You okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, we're ready? Close your eyes, please. Take a breath. Breathe out.
Here comes the body. Is that right?
So darkness leaves the land, and light is born, and soars heavenwards, then dives into the hearts of mankind. The truth of light within the crystal doth lie, to drive away the demons of your soul. Hearken to the words that you hear, the knowing within your heart. Hear not the darkness of your mind, for reason it is blind, it leadeth you astray and further into darkness. Put aside your reason, the mind that tells you lies, and hearken to the light, the crystal light of love, for within your heart it lies. No other can have charge of this, only you. Crystal light, so bright, of many hues, piercing through the darkness, allowing none to be, only light, crystal light, shall be inside of thee. So ponder now upon this riddle that I give to you, and know its truth of crystal light, remain inside of you, be at peace.
If you want to sing along to this, you can.
Bye.
am here. Greetings to you. Did you wonder whether Sonji can see you this
minute? No, not at all.
That is very good to know that you have this confidence.
Yes, I do have great confidence in us.
There was a little bit of argy-badgying about as to whether somebody is going to come and give you a little surprise.
Oh, yes.
However, Sonji said no.
Was it the wish that Melissa asked for?
Oh, no, this is not these people that you're speaking with, somebody else. However, there is not much of your time for you to be playing big games, you know. You have to be very serious now. Is that right? Not too serious, though. It is very important to know when to be serious about your life and when to let yourself be as a child, because it is the fun inside of you that comes out and makes you laugh, that lets you play. This is the healing energies for your life. And sometimes, at times of great stress in your life, it is often a very simple thing to look at something from another perspective and to find for yourself the humor in it. Sometimes this is called dark humor, is it not? However, as long as your energies of humor are not causing hurt or harm to anybody, and it is helping you to alleviate how you are and helping you to raise your spirits out of the depths, then there is no harm with it. Remember this thing, that humor is healing energy. When it is used correctly, of course. Now, have you got any questions for I?
I have a very short question. I would like to know what an emu rod is, please.
What is this thing?
E-M-A-R-O-D, emu rod. It was one of the things that were put in the Ark of the Covenant after it had been stolen.
So you're wanting to know with this thing that is put into this receptacle?
Yeah, there were other references too about it that seemed really strange to me, rather painful references. That one would spill people with these emeralds, and they were rather, it sounded as though they were rather painful. And then golden ones were made and put in the covenant, but I don't know what they are and I can't find out what they are.
You will need to have searchings within yourself and to find for yourself this thing. Because
it wasn't going to be easy.
Because the things that were placed inside this were of a nature that was holy.
That's
to
right.
Those that have this thing. Mm-hmm. So for it to be knowledge of everybody is not meant to be.
Oh, I see.
You are looking at an area of mysticism.
That's right.
And there are reasons that surround mysticism, rules, you know, certain rules And these rules are there so that you will not come to harm, because I have to give you an example. I give you supposing that you have the power within you to create an energy that is like lightning, that you can send out on the physical plane and strike anybody with it, and they go like this into puff of smoke. And you do not have sufficient management over your temper. Let your imagination go for a little journey. You know what would happen, do you not? Many things that not want to be cooked will be cooked. Is that right?
Right.
So, this is it. The same thing. It is better to not have all the knowledge at once until you have learned first the other laws of management of your own being.
Right.
And this is one of them. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
That is the reason I'm not giving you this answer.
The same we go for the mice too, I suppose. Because there were 10 golden mice and there were 10 emirods.
You are not giving answer to any of these things.
Thank you, Sandra.
You're most welcome. You may have this mystery for yourself and enjoy the mystery of it.
Thank you. Okay.
There is many things of your life that are meant to be kept just like that, a mystery. So that you will not be destructive with the knowledge. And remember that many things were given in symbols. Now that has gone, what else is there?
Sanjay, on the news this evening, it was announced, was it the news or was it, I think it was the news, sorry, anyway, it was saying that the world is warming up at the most astounding rate that it has ever, and that it's a danger. And I suppose we've all heard little bits about, you know, ice movement, etc. And they mentioned the danger to plant and animal life. Is it as serious as they say? And will is there a plan to intervene this destruction, or does man just have to suffer and learn from it, please?
This thing that is taking place, Sanji have already given lots of people lots of information and warnings about it. Many, many moons ago, many times, it has been given to the peoples of the earth that this is going to be, this is going to take place upon the earth. And the Sanji also say to you, all of you, that when the waters rise, that this is the way it is going to be. It will not be any different. It is rising because of the iniquities of humankind. Humankind have contributed to this process that is now taking place. Also, it was given many moons ago by others that came to speak from spirit to the peoples of the earth, long before you had your chariots that moved by themselves, that this thing was going to come to pass on this planet on which you live. However, because of sickness of the mind and because of intolerance and prejudice and jealousy and a desire for more power and greed, the teachings were ignored. Now humankind paid the price. Do you understand? For every action that is taken, there is an effect. Is that right?
Sanji, it's also known as for every action, there is a reaction.
The same thing.
Yeah.
So when you do something, there is a consequence of it. You do something nice, there is a consequence. You do something not nice, there is a two times consequence. Seems very unfair, does it not? When you're not very nice, you get two times. When you're very nice, you only get one time. This is not very fair, is it? However, you need to know that everything has a consequence, including everything that goes through your mind. This is how it is that Sonji comes to you now to teach you how to change yourself, to change what is in your hearts inside of you, and to change how you give that out to the world around you. Do you understand? That is the nature of the teach that I bring for you to do. To change this inside and then so that you give it out to the world around you in a different way, how you are. Anything and everything. There is no limit to how you will be able to change. And the law of manifestation says that when something is created in spirit, in light, then those with the power to do so can bring that down and manifest it on the earth plane, like so, to take from the air, from spirit, to bring it through the physicality and to manifest it on the earth plane. In your scribings over your cards, you have a magician. Is that right? And this magician will make for this to take place. Part of the journey of the soul is to learn how to be this person of magic. How to learn to use those parts of your being, your physicality that you have lost many moons ago. There is lessons to be learned by humankind. And that which I am giving to you now is the same lesson that I give to you just before time about the power within the being to have lightning, you know? Humankind have been granted the ability to open their hearts and their minds to the power of Spirit, so that teaching would come from Spirit, inspiration, and then it would be made manifest. These are the magicians, you know, the ones who come and say, ah, I just had this very bright idea. Supposing we do this, and supposing we do that, and supposing we do this other thing, and we bring them all together, look what happens. Isn't this not wonderful? And so you get all the beautiful, wonderful things that you have in your life this day, compared to those things that were around in humankind life many moons ago. It is very different, is it not? You now get around your world in chariots that move by themselves. Is that right?
Yeah, they have to have petrol.
Or you have to feed them.
With lots of money.
So even machines need to be fed. Is that right?
Yeah.
So you could, for one aspect of viewing this would be to say that these chariots that you have are alive because they need to be fed.
They need to be looked after.
That's right. I will come to that in a moment. Where come the idea for these chariots?
Henry Ford.
Leonardo da Vinci's in my mind.
Oh, yeah,
that's right. He made lots of wonderful machines.
Yeah.
And at the time that this was given, this inspiration, what did everybody say?
Rubbish.
He was a lunatic. Yeah. Well, not quite.
Possessed of the devil, of Satan, possessed of Satan, because of all these amazing and miraculous things that the ideas were given. Visions, visionary peoples. Are you visionary peoples? Who among you are visionary peoples? Do you know any visionary peoples? They're very strange. They do not view your world in the same way that you view it. And they seem, at times, to not even be in the world in which you are living at all. They just seem to drift through it like this. And somebody that is very much of this world will find it very difficult to understand these peoples that are like this way, you know? And it is because they are living and breathing in the physical world. And at the same time, they are living and breathing in the spirit realm as well. And so all these wonderful, inspirational ideas come to them, and they get put down, scribing onto the parchment, you know? Is that right? And sometimes there is something there that is just beyond the understanding of the people surrounding. And these visionary people are still in your world. They are being born to be visionary people, to bring to the earth the knowledge from spirit to the earth. However, the visionary person that brings this to the earth is not responsible for what it is that humankind does with their vision. Do you understand?
Mm.
It is humankind en masse that is responsible for taking the visions, taking the teachings, and corrupting them, becoming greedy with them. When somebody comes to the earth with a great, grand vision of how to make well all the peoples of the earth that are suffering from a severe sickness, does this gift of this vision and the means to bring healing to these people be given to the people freely? From the visionary person, yes, for the most part. However, the greedy people say, oh, we can't give that away. We can make lots of your coin of life with it. And so the peoples that are sick have to pay coin of life to have this, whatever it is, to help them to be well again. You understand? So, when somebody comes to you with a great vision, then it is something that needs to be offered to humankind, and it is the responsibility of other humankinds to come together to support it and make it possible without it having to be great big coin of life, so that only some peoples can afford to do this thing and others cannot. So it is that all these visions have been given to humankind over many, many moons, and you have developed many things, machines and other things of your life, and have gained great understanding and are still learning even more. And your physical mind is very finely tuned to the mysteries of the universe where they are applied to physicality. And this has become the new mysticism, the new magic of your planet and of your peoples. Forgotten is the other part of you that is locked away in here, that has the power to transform things, to move things, and to change the shape of objects, to bring things from the air into manifestation on the earth, and so on and so forth. To transport the physicality from this place to another in the blink of an eye. All these gifts and all these abilities have been locked away in here, in the brain, that organ of your body that you revere so much and use so little of. Even the great visionaries do not use a large portion of their brain to bring their visions to the earth. How
However, there are now coming to the souls that are coming and being born into bodies that are allowing a little bit more of this part of the brain that has been locked away to be used again. I will come back to that in another moment. So the warming of your planet is a responsibility of all the greedy peoples that came along and took all the bright ideas of the visionary people and corrupted them and made it as it is. And it is very serious, and it is going to keep doing this thing. You will see many, many changes taking place. There will be many great waters rising and covering the lands. Peoples will find that their mountains will fall down. The insides of the earth will spout out into the skies. The waters will rise and cover all the dwellings that are close to the edges of the waters. The earth will split asunder and swallow up whole towns and cities and villages. And so it will be.
Looking forward to that. Sorry, I'm being sarcastic.
You wanted the truth? I give you the truth. And this is how it is. Sanji has said to all of you that work in the light that you do not have to be afeared. And the reason you do not have to be afeared is because you will be coming here to do your work for oneness. And when you are here to do your work for oneness, oneness will ensure that you are here to do it. Simple. You give your life to oneness every moment of your day. Oneness, what would you like I to do for this day? How would you like I to manifest your word on the earth? Remember, you are the kingdom through which will manifest the word of oneness into the world. You are the magicians.
Got a lot of work to do, me.
Certainly you do, because you have to work on how you are viewing your world. Your attitude has to be adjusted so that you don't use your bad temper to bring hurt and harm to others.
Are you speaking to me?
No, to everybody. You have to look at that. Because you have to, everybody has to learn about their own attitude and whether they are able to manage themselves in a proper manner with dignity.
What about, can I please ask, the people who are our age, ancient my age, I mean, they're all tripping, basically, and they're all on something. If it's not one thing, it's another, or all of the above. And so how does that relate to how is that going to help the future of the Earth if people are like that? I don't understand. I mean, they're good people. Most of them are really good people, but they're still like that.
I needed to look inside you to find out the meanings of all these strange words you're using.
Oh, right.
So you have people that are engaging in ingesting substances that change the mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember what I've said to you. The mind is very powerful and is capable of a great deal of construction, also a great deal of destruction. while you are using these substances, then you are at risk of being used by the dark energy to use your power that is locked in here for negative things. This is how it is, that when you have these things in your body, and your body is corrupted with this thing, that much disharmony and destruction happens, not just to the physicality, also to the mind that lives in the world, also to the peoples around in your world and about you. And you will see the results of this in the peoples that do this thing. Now, for the most part, sometimes these children grow up and they see this nonsense. This is another example of a vision that was brought to the earth to bring healing to humankind, that was taken by greedy peoples and corrupted, and so is now being used to continue the corruption.
So you're saying the future will be alright, because hopefully all this lot of youth, like most of the youth that's in the youth is now, are going to get over it someday when they grow up?
Those that do not change their attitude, those that do not learn, those that live their life with disharmony, bigotry, anger and hatred inside of their being, will find that they will be destroyed. And in the event at some moment that some peoples of the light, some warriors of the light become destroyed, you don't weep, because you know that they're going to come back to assist everybody a little bit further along. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So it will be because they have arranged for themselves to leave the planet at that time. So though you might say, oh, I'm going to miss them because I can't be touching them in the physicality anymore, you know that their spirit will continue and come back to continue the workings in the days to come.
Does that say that people die on drugs?
Oh, no, not these people. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the peoples of light.
Okay.
The peoples that succumb to this corruption come in part to learn lesson about the corruption.
Okay.
Their souls are coming to learn about the corruption of